This hearing, the Senate Health and Social Services Committee, will now come to order. It is now 3:30 p.m., Thursday, May 15th. We are in Butchervich 205. Members present are Senator Hughes, Senator Tobin, Vice Chair Senator Giesel, and myself, Chair Dunbar. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. Before we begin, I would like to recognize Mary Gwen Kawakami, the Recording Secretary, and Doug Bridges from the Juneau LIO for staffing the committee today. We have one item on our agenda, HB 70 Emergency Medical Services Operational Canines. We have with us Representative Shragi and his staffer, Jeremy Houston, to speak on the bill. We heard an introduction to the bill on May 8th when we heard invited and public testimony. I set an amendment deadline at 5 p.m. yesterday and received one amendment. We also have online for questions Brian Webb, paramedic and EMS instructor, and Gene Wiseman of the Division of Public Health, available for questions. Representative Shragi, do you want to come forward and do you have any comments before we begin?
Thank you, Chair Dunbar, Vice Chair Giesel, members of the Senate Health and Social Services Committee. Rushing around the building this afternoon. I'm Calvin Shragi. I represent House District 12 in Anchorage, and just want to thank the committee again for finding the time to hear this bill. I believe there is a friendly amendment today, but if there's any questions, happy to take those. Otherwise, I don't want to get in the way of the work of the committee. Thank you again.
Senator Hughes.
I don't have a question, but I just want to thank you for bringing the bill forward, and I support it, and I have a bill up in another committee, and I may not be here for the conclusion of this, but thank you for bringing it forward, and I support it.
Thank you, Senator Hughes. Senator Giesel, do you have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move Amendment Number 1, Work Order 34, LS0245, /GA1, before committee.
I will object for the purposes of discussion. Senator Giesel, do you or Representative Shragi want to explain the amendment?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm happy to offer my explanation. I'm sure the bill sponsor can offer his as well. I offer this in collaboration with Representative Shragi. For the public listening, I would like to actually read what the amendment says. It'll insert on page 2 following line 3, and the wordage is this: a veterinarian licensed in this jurisdiction who in good faith receives the transfer of an operational canine under Section 7 of this bill is not liable for civil damages as a result of an act or omission of the emergency medical technician or mobile intensive care paramedic who transferred the operational canine to the veterinarian. Mr. Chairman, I certainly understand the concern about liability on the part of the licensed healthcare professional. While I have high esteem for our paramedics and EMTs, many of whom I know quite well, things can go wrong. And maybe they intubate into the esophagus instead of the trachea and inflate the stomach, and then the veterinarian has a lot of issues on his hands. This will absolve them of civil liability. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Giesel. Representative Shragi, do you have anything to add before I remove my objection?
To the chair, to the committee, Representative Shragi, for the record. Not really. Again, this was just in response to some of the concerns that we've heard from the community about unintended consequences that may come with the bill. This is done in collaboration to try and address some of those concerns, and thank the committee for bringing this amendment forward. Mr. Houston, do you have anything you'd like to add to that?
Thank you, Representative, and thank you to the committee through the chair. For the record, this is Jeremy Houston, staff to Representative Calvin Shragi. I guess the only thing that I would add is that this amendment was the amendment idea. After the concerns were brought to us, we did look to other states who have already passed similar bills, and this particular amendment, we looked to Ohio for that amendment.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Houston. Senator Clemens, do you have a question?
Mr. Chair, no question but a comment.
Go ahead.
I was reminded of this as our discussion yesterday about the topic of medical malpractice that came up on the floor. And having been on the defense side of some medical malpractice cases, I applaud this amendment.
Thank you, Senator Klayman. With that, I will remove my objection. Are there any additional objections to this amendment? Seeing none, Amendment GA1 is adopted. Are there any further questions or discussions about this bill? All right. Senator Giesel, may I have a motion?
Chair Dunbar, I move House Bill 70, version 3-4, LS0245/GA, from committee as amended, with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note, which appears to be a zero.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, HB 70 moves from committee. Thank you for your time, Representative Shragi.
Thank you.
The next meeting of the Senate Health and Social Services Committee may be Tuesday, May 20th at 3:30 p.m. We will have this meeting scheduled for any last-minute end-of-session needs, but we keep your eye out for your email. We will make sure to let you know well in advance if we probably cancel that hearing. With that, the time is 3:36, and this hearing is adjourned.